Can I raise a challenge based on this verse, verse 16? Raise a challenge to you and I. We've just heard what was in the heart of the Apostle Paul when he was in jail, singing, lifting up the name of Christ in very dire circumstances. Honestly, would that be me if I searched my heart? Then I come to this verse 16. Teaching and admonishing one another, now in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. What kind of songs? Spiritual. Psalms, the scriptures, hymns, and spiritual songs. If there's going to be a response in my heart, such as the Apostle Paul, okay, that there would be a song in my heart that would respond to him, then that has to be put there first. That doesn't come because, oh, I'm in trouble, you know, and I remember that when we were in Young People's at Grove City, you know, Christ was set before us, and he, you know, I failed. Now I need to have him before me, but I'm in dire circumstances. Is it turn around like that? There needs to be something that has been there before. There needs to be that which my heart has taken in of the person of Christ that I've enjoyed. And that includes the music that I take in and listen to. And when I imbibe the music that is of this world, it's there in my heart. And that's what's going to be in my mind then. But if I'm taking in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, those things which lift up Christ, that help my heart and mind to feed upon him, what others have laid out before as they have considered the person and the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I make that my own, in my own heart, then there will be that which will respond to him with the same. So, our hearts, okay, what are we filling them up with, right? Are we trying to divide them, okay, like we partition our hard drives on our computers, okay, and we have this side for one area of our responsibilities, and on the other side of the partition, we have things that we save for another area of our lives. Okay, so we partition. So we have this organized in two, three different areas. Are we trying to do the same thing with our hearts? Where we partition them off and say, well, I can take this in, which is of the world, and that which satisfies me in the flesh, then I haven't mortified. Right? We don't need to partition our hearts. They need to be one, complete, partitioned off for Christ by putting on the things of Christ as we've had. And then all that I take in, all that is coming out, therefore, from me is that which I've taken in of Christ and now can live out for him.
How many of us like a bonfire? It's not like a fire where you sit around and so on. Well, you know, David brought a verse for us just a few moments ago from Psalm 139. I believe it's very applicable to what we're looking at today. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts and see if there be any wicked way. Now, this is not for me to be looking at John now. Lord, what is in my heart? Show it to me. Reveal it to me. Now let me turn you to a verse in the book of Acts, because they had a bonfire. They had a fire. They had things that were, in fact, from a former life. They had been converted to Christ. This is Acts 19, and it's verse 19. It's very easy to remember. 19:19. Many of them also which used curious arts brought their books together. This is bold. This is like the music John is talking about. This is like the rap stuff that's on the radio or the MP3 that you carry with you, that you know that the lyrics and the words of that are dishonoring to Christ. What am I going to do with it? Am I going to clean up my room and set it over in the corner for a little while? They burned them. They got rid of that which was causing the problem. And this is a real lesson to us. I think personally that this is a happy Christian that is in the end of this verse, singing with grace into your hearts to the Lord. It led right into the rest of their life. It led in to what they were doing. Whatsoever ye do in word or deed, he says, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. What a wonderful thing. These things will affect the rest of my life. Nothing that will not be affected when, in fact, I've gone and before the Lord, I've had that fire. I've burned those things. I've judged them. That is the language of Scripture. There's been self-judgment in my life. I haven't waited for mom and dad to come and do it. I haven't waited and said, look, you folks, help me clean these things up. No. I have earnestly before the Lord judged them to be of the flesh. I've burned them. And now I go on in the light of this verse.
Just a question. By way of application for us young people, I know we know which songs those are. We know which games or whatever or shows that are inappropriate, yet we still choose to indulge in them. And we know these things very well. Often we approach it with ignorance, though. And just a question, is it really worth taking that in? Is it really worth taking that in, knowing that what it's going to do to your heart? Is it really worth it? If we have an eternal perspective, we'll realize that it's not. And one thing that the brothers used to always say here, growing up in the young people's, always used to say, sin always costs more than you're willing to pay. Mm-hmm. And what you take in, it's going to have an effect. It will have an effect. And I was encouraged recently, actually, by a brother who, whenever he drives around, he just puts the Christian radio station on. He doesn't really like, you know, like that kind of music and the soft Christian radio stuff that's on today. But he said, even though I don't like it, it keeps my mind on Christ. Mm. He's like, I don't, you know, he denies listening to what the old man might have been interested in, what he used to gain satisfaction from, just simply to have his mind on Christ. And that was a huge encouragement to me. And I think that's having an eternal perspective. That's realizing that what comes in is a big deal.